106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
You didn't have a great night's sleep last night, you were saying earlier, and I have something that's going to help with that.
Okay.
And anybody who has trouble sleeping, this is how you can help through diet. Top four things you need to cut out of your diet. Stop eating right away. Now, I'm going to run over these quickly because there is zero information in here that you didn't already know. And that you didn't already probably know you should cut out of your diet just in general.
Okay.
Like one, processed junk food. Okay. Yeah. Number two, anything with high fat or an acid content. Okay. Number three, caffeine, all caffeine, chocolate, soda, tea, cut it all out.
Definitely.
And the last one, greasy, heavy meals, which some people think sometimes like, oh, that's going to make me nice and tired if I eat this big, heavy meal. It's terrible because your digestion is working overtime all night long.
Slows all the way down.
So there's nothing there. There's nothing there that's like, I don't think, new information. Here's why I'm bringing this up, though. They also have the foods that you should eat that will give you a better night's sleep.
Okay.
You're not going to like this.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of fruit.
Oh, God. Why?
Number one thing on there, bananas.
No!
Eat a banana right before you go to bed.
No!
For anybody who doesn't know, a banana is the most disgusting thing on earth next to a porta potty for Katie.
God, the sounds, the smell, the way you have to like dismember it so you can like take its skin off so you can eat it.
Yeah you hate it. I know.
God, and the way you guys will just eat a banana and then just throw the peel into the studio garbage as if it's not going to just light the whole room up with disgusting smell.
Just want to let you know that you've tried to eat oysters in here.
I don't know that I tried.
And we've had to have discussions about, you were talking about disgusting smell in a tiny room.
Okay, one time I tried to eat oysters in the studio.
Okay. How do you feel about kiwis?
I mean, they're okay.
I think that's 10 times worse.
Why?
Because you have to take their little furry skin off.
Okay, but think about a banana.
It's literally like think peeling a mouse.
First of all, I find peeling bananas to be troublesome.
Troublesome?
Yeah.
By the way, we're talking about foods you should eat before you go to bed.
For some reason, I don't know.
You crack it and it's 1, 2, 3.
It feels like every time I try to do that, it just bends and then like part of it sort of spits out. So if I peel a banana for my kids, I do the opposite side and I start peeling it there because then I'm not going to have any like.
How are you so bad at peeling bananas?
It feels hard. It feels like harder than anybody's willing to like say out loud.
But a kiwi, you're fine with. How do you feel also about cherries?
I like a cherry. I can do a cherry.
Okay, good. Well, these are foods you should have right before you go to bed. Some almonds.
I would never like buy cherries.
Well, that's a big part of eating a cherry.
Okay.
Thanks to the president, we've lost all of our free cherry rations.
We lost our free cherry budget.
How you feel about almonds?
They hurt my jaw, but I'll... Okay.
You're like a little pink chickadee. Like, you're the most delicate thing I've ever heard. All right. You know what?
You don't get what I'm saying?
No.
Really?
I have very strong teeth and jaws, apparently.
Well, okay, lucky you. I'm just a girl.
Okay, more foods you should eat right before bed for a good night's sleep. Something nice and mushy. Oatmeal.
Okay, I like oatmeal. Can I do cream of wheat?
It doesn't say. Sure. Okay?
Then yes.
How about even mushier? How about some Greek yogurt?
Okay, I love a Greek yogurt.
They said just watch the sugar on that. So get maybe if you can find ones that aren't flavored or anything like that.
Yeah, just get the plain.
Warm milk legitimately, scientifically does help.
That's disgusting.
I'm not a big fan of warm milk, but I do like milk. So if I can just like pop it in the microwave instead of having like some old ladies like to have tea before they go to bed.
Right. I am that old lady.
Okay, so don't have tea and have some warm milk. Pretend it's tea. Okay. This is the weirdest one on here. Turkey, because of the tryptophan in it, which we all joke about at Thanksgiving as if that's still funny. However, tryptophan is a real thing, But I feel like you have to eat a lot of turkey in order to get the effects of turkey sedating you, don't you?
Well, I don't. Why would I know the answer to this? You know, I'm going to try to put some of these things into place.
Which ones?
Maybe the cherry.
Okay.
I could do the oatmeal.
All right.
I would like to stop taking my sleeping pills.
I would like that too.
Because I feel like it's affecting my brain.
like.
What?
In what way?
I don't know. It's just, she's not working right.
Oh, speaking of oatmeal. That's what it's turning your brain into. Like in a scary way? Like you wake up out of like, what time is it?
Just my dreams have gotten really weird.
All right.
And I can't tell what's dream and what's reality anymore.
Oh my God. What a leap. Okay. Well, we've run out of time for this, but